Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Thursday and Friday, Orpheum in Omaha. Bert Kreischer are going to be there. Some tickets available.
Tickets at Bert. He re-released. Bert.com.
He released some
Bert
tickets.
Bert with an E.
Late. Hey, Bert, we were talking off the air, and Nick wanted to ask you a question about the IV. Does the IV work when you're hungover the next day? I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, my God, yes.
All right.
It is the greatest. I'm telling you, you go from... I do it everywhere. I did it at Mark Norman's bachelor party. I do it before we do Red Rocks. I do it before we do any big, like the Greek.
Right.
I'm fully loaded. I had them at every location. I just had to get everyone plugged up with IVs. And you, here's what I do. I get it before I party. That way you start a base camp. It's like going to Everest 3 weeks before you're going to climb the mountain, you know?
Well, see, we're concerned about that because we thought if you got all hydrated and stuff before you started partying, that would make it harder to get a buzz.
Does it?
No.
Good to hear.
No, the only problem is you taste vitamins in your mouth all night.
All right. Well, we can taste. I can
and what's
about
in that. In the bag? Is it electrolytes? Is it supplements?
Well, they got the Myers cocktail, which but I usually load up. I mean, I was getting the Rogan cocktail for a while, like the huge vitamin D drip,
right.
The like ungodly vitamin C drip. I mean, they can really. I get a thing called glutathione, which is. It's an amino acid, I think, that repairs your liver.
Okay.
So I load that up.
Oh, yeah.
You can get anti-nausea. You can get anti-inflammatories. You get everything. You can get painkillers in there. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Where do you get these? Do you make your own cocktail?
No. They come in. They go, you got to know what you want. Because, like, they won't really, like, they've got everything in that bag. You got to kind of be like, as soon as they get there, go, what do you got? But yeah, I did it. When Leanne got COVID, I had a lady come over and give her like the legit Rogan cocktail, like all the stuff, NAD, and it's like a slow drip, and it feels like you're having a heart attack, but you feel alive after that. And then Leanne got like literally got better within the next couple of days of all the things that loaded her up on.
Oh, good. Now, listen, I would
guess the Rogan cocktail contains no vaccine.
No, yeah, well, it wasn't the full kitchen sink, the Rogan kitchen sink. It was just the hydration part of it. Sure. You did that hydration, like, every single day. Yeah. And I'm being serious. If you ever feel like you're getting sick and you have, like, a Thanksgiving's coming up and you're like, God, I'm starting to get under the weather. Dude, an IV will knock it out of you. And Ari drugged me.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that. Me and Todd are going to go visit a client today that is offering some other stuff up, including the IV. And I wanted to find out if somebody actually tried this because I do want to do it.
Do you have to find your own vein? Do you have to stick yourself?
No, but I know which my good vein is. My good vein's my left arm. Wait, where are you going? Tell me what you're getting.
Well, we don't know yet. No, we're not going to get it done today, but we're going to go visit the place. Then we're going to advertise for them, and then we're going to get the IV.
Yeah, that's one of the many.
You suggest the IV before you get drunk sometimes?
I do. I always do. I do it. I do it before and the next day. Like if we're going partying hard, I will schedule an IV when I land. I will then party that night. I'll get an IV in the morning, and you will feel phenomenal. I'm talking like... Tip top Magoo, back in shape, back at it.
That's a big difference.
It's the best. Yeah, and I'll tell you right now, if you're not partying and you just want to get hydrated,
right?
That then you feel amazing. But like it takes away everything when you're going after it. I told you, when Ari drugged me, the first thing I did, I landed in Kansas City, I got an IV, and it put me back. Well, it actually kicked the Molly back in. And all of a sudden, I started blowing up again. And I was like, "Is this? Did you give me a lot of vitamin C or something?" And she was like, "Yeah, it should reactivate the Molly a little bit. And I was like, ah.
You're on Molly. Okay, I got it. Okay, so that no wonder you take October off. Hey, Bert, are you're performing tonight, right, in Duluth? Is that where you're at?
Yeah, I just pulled into Duluth. It's snowing.
Okay.
There's mountains. Nice. There's water. I don't even know where I am right now.
Yeah. If there's mountains, you're not in Duluth.
I think hills. It might be a landfill.
Yeah.
Might be a landfill.
And then you have the day off before you're coming here, right? So you're not performing the night before.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I get in at like 10 a.m. to Omaha, and Leanne's there, and I'm going to take the night off and rest my voice, have dinner,
yep,
get a good night's sleep, and then
bang.
And then Thursday, Friday, I'm so excited. I can't even tell you.
Well, if things go well at our meeting, I mean, have you got all the IV bags you need?
Yeah. Hey, I may need one. I may need one Friday morning and Saturday morning.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
So the Bert tour is coming here. Actually, the Birdie Boy. Oh, rehab. What was it called? I have it in front of me here.
Yeah, what's
relapse. And there were a lot of people that have been. There were a lot of people that have been through the 12-step program that were not happy with that title.
Probably not.
They were like, the relapse is the favorite thing. I was like, for you, not for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Were they mad at? I think Eminem had an album entitled that. Did they get mad at him for that?
Oh yeah, he did. Well, I think they were mad at him for a lot of things.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Did they get a hold of you? You hate? I mean, I think one thing. First of all, being famous like you are now, Bert, and doing really well. I mean, that's great. But you're also under the microscope more, so that would suck. You're bitching about me calling the tour relapse. Who cares? You know.
You know, I kind of dodge that. Well, first of all, I'm a little bit oblivious to it. Here's what happens is I have jokes. There's some jokes in this special that I think I'm sure will upset people.
Right.
But in a weird way, I kind of like cornered a group of fans that really get comedy. And they understand that everything is an attempt at a joke. Right. And I got very lucky. I'm not famous enough to be like, here's a problem, not to get too meta about this.
That's fine.
But Dave Chappelle is so famous,
right,
that everyone watches his special.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Me and Segura are just famous enough that only, like, cool people watch our specials.
I got it. That's true. Like,
yeah.
I can see that.
Good point.
Yeah.
Like, ADSL, or I don't even know what the name of the organizations are, but, like, no one's watching us, like, as waiting to see what we say because we're just not on their radar. But they do it for Rogan. They do it for Chappelle.
Yeah.
Like, and then here's what's crazy is like you'll be like famous like Nick Kroll.
Yeah.
And I mean he's not like super.
Yeah.
He's a very sweet guy. So his stand up's very funny, but he's not going after anyone. But like that's the problem of being like Nick Kroll or like David Koechner or any of these guys that is also very, very famous is they watch those guys like they're looking for gotcha. Me and Segura are just straight stand-ups. So, like, we fly under the radar, and everyone kind of, like, they give us – I don't know if they don't know who we are. It stinks because you don't get, like, press the way, like, you know, Chappelle and Chris Rock get.
Koechner was in the studio with us maybe 2 months ago. I mean, off the air, we were talking to him about the DUI situation and how – you're right. He got a DUI. Brandon, he knew he messed up. But he was all over the media because of that because he's also a famous actor, right? So I can see what you mean now. Yeah, you could get away with anything, and you do say anything. And
but your act is not full of social commentary. That's not your style.
No, it's not. Mine's personal. Yeah. Everything I do is personal. So it's everything. It's all my experiences. So you can't really contest it.
Right.
But you're right. Like, Koechner gets the DUI.
Yeah.
And because he's been in the biggest movies of our generation.
Right.
Anchorman. I mean, people go, they light him up. They're looking for that. They're looking for Koechner to fall.
Right.
No one knows who I am. Like, if you know who I am, you are a comedy fan. You are a fan of comedy.
Right.
You're
right.
A fan of podcasting. You're a fan of Todd and Tyler. Like, you're not – you're like, you – if you're in Omaha and you know who I am, chances are you've met me and had a drink with me.
Right. That's a good point. That's a great point. You did the Bone for years before you actually started doing theaters and arenas and things like that. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, it's the reason I chose Omaha to perform in because I was like, I've been coming here for, like, 15 years.
Right.
This is, like, a home to me. I know these people. I know their sensibility. And I know that this special is going to – like, this material will murder with them. And I was like, I want a great audience for my special. And I literally was like – I handpicked Omaha and held out in doing it in my tour so that I could tape my special there. So
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bert, can you watch yourself? Or do you go back and critique your act? Or by now you just do it and you trust other people to say, I got it right? Or do you feel comfortable watching yourself?
No, I have to watch myself.
Okay.
I have to watch myself to find out. I watched the first time I did it, and I felt like I was like, wow, I'm really dead in my eyes. and you don't even know you're doing it, but when you see it, you're like, my eyes are just sitting there kind of like I'm stoned.
And, might be the Molly?
Yeah, it might be the Molly. But, and then you'll be like, sometimes you got to watch yourself. So I record all the shows. I watch them back. I also, it's really important because you can hear, if you curse too much, you hear it. If you can definitely find out where jokes need help. You're like, okay, this is lazy writing right here. I need to clean that up. But
how about your acting?
But I have to watch.
Have you seen The Machine in its entirety?
That's a great question. Have you?
I am the worst fan of myself you'll ever see because I love me Bert Kreischer. We screened the film and I cried from the opening scene to the credits. And I was like, it's amazing. And they're like, well, that's not why we brought you here. We wanted notes. And I was like, don't touch a thing. Add more Bert. Add more Bert.
Add more Bert. Do you think, though, if you do other movies, which you're already offered, you told us so in the last break, do you think you'll be more critical as you start doing more movies?
No, I'll just love myself more and more.
Add more Bert.
I'll tell you what I did that was brilliant is I gained weight after I shot The Machine, not on purpose.
Right.
But now I'm going to do that for every movie because I watched The Machine and I look skinny.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, oh, my God, I look amazing. Yeah, I told Segura, I go, I'm gaining weight for a movie. He goes, what movie? I said, no, I already shot it. I just want to look skinny when I watch it.
I get it. You want to see yourself on screen being kind of heavy, so I get it. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, so I'll just keep gaining weight so that every movie I watch, I'm like, wow, I look good there.
Is there any timeline for filming another movie?
Well, I start Tops Off in January in Europe, and then I have a little bit of a run, and then I'm in Australia, and then I'm doing Fully Loaded. So probably August, I'll do another movie.
Man, and I don't know if you talked. When is The Machine coming out? Do we know yet?
No, I mean, we're kind of waiting. I think there's a few things out of my control.
Right.
And then obviously, I think the studio, I think everyone's like, I think the biggest fear was to release it during the conflict.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Russia-Ukraine thing
have
a lot to do with that.
Are they still worried about that? Because even though it's still happening, Ukraine's kind of winning, and it's kind of not on the front page. I think it could be released now, and nobody would connect the dots at all.
Well, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we're definitely not going to be doing a premiere in Moscow, and I'm not going to be doing body shots with Putin like I planned. But I had such big dreams of me and him shirtless on a horse. He's the other most famous shirtless guy.
He is.
And it was like, I had a whole marketing plan.
Yeah, but he's also a murderer. They might have said no to that.
Yeah, well, hey, my... My mom spanked me when we were kids. You know, like we all have a few cracks in ourselves.
Yeah, I see that.
I can see the two of you maybe playing Trump National again.
Dude, I didn't tell the people we were playing with.
Yeah.
I got a tea time, and I told my dad, I go, yeah, I got a tea time over at Trump National. And my dad goes, I'm not playing there.
Yeah, good for
and
your
I said,
dad.
What? He goes,
yeah.
I'm not playing there. I'm not going to give that man money. I'm not playing there.
Oh, your dad's
and so my
cool.
dad wouldn't go. So I called like three guys back in L.A., I was like, hey, you guys want to play golf? And they're like, yeah. I go, meet me at Terranea at 7 a.m. So they all show up. They've driven an hour from L.A. down to come grab me. And they're like, where are we playing? I go, it's right around the corner. We'll just pull in. And as we pull in, they're like, you kidding me? And I was like, what? It's a good course.
What? It's a good course. I love your dad, Noah Ray. Never met the guy. That's cool.
And I'm sure it's a yeah, nice my course.
My dad was livid. He goes, I will not give that money. And then my dad called, you know, because he's a golfer. And he goes, how was it? And I said, oh, well. It's very Trump. And he goes, really? I said, yeah, you can only play from the whites. Yeah.
Bert Kreischer coming to town tomorrow night. No, excuse me, Thursday and Friday.
Bert, I just checked. There's like some single one here and there Thursday mainly. Looks
That's
like
it.
Friday's pretty much gone. One or two here and there Thursday. Get on it quick.
How long a turnover till you record this will it be on Netflix?
Well, usually I would imagine it'll air in March, I'm guessing. Right. That was because I know that me and Segura recorded his last week. I record mine this week. And we did basically the exact same thing in 2019. And they both aired in March of 2020, which, by the way, I mean, could you have not gotten luckier?
You're right.
I mean,
luckier.
I mean,
lucky the pandemic happened.
You pray for a snowstorm usually, not a pandemic where every single person in the country is forced by the government into their house and looking for something to watch. I mean, literally. I am praying for this monkeypox to have a huge resurgence in March.
Bert, hey, you and Segura ever think of doing like a Chris Rock, Chappelle sort of thing and go out together?
Yeah, we've talked about it. Yeah. The problem is, you know,
you're both hot.
We kind of share a fan base,
oh.
So we're eating from the same pot.
Right. Right. I can see that. Okay.
And he's always like, you're so much funnier than I am. I don't know what, if I could even be on that show. And I'm like, I appreciate it, buddy.
He doesn't say that.
No, he thinks he's very funny.
he doesn't say that. I love that story though. And you say, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Bert, we did a show
at the Rose Bowl, me and him together, and Jay Leno was on it with us.
Okay.
And he goes, why don't you go last? And I was like, you know, that's like a real tip of the hat in a comedy. I said, really? And he was like, yeah, you close the show. And I was like, okay. And so I'm like, nice. So I'm sitting there thinking it to myself. And he walked up to me and he goes, so that I can hang out with Jay Leno. And I went, oh.
Hey, did you hear about Leno? He got burnt yesterday. Did you see that story?
Yeah, he was fixing on a car and it caught on fire and it burned his left half of his face, I guess.
See the story yet?
Well, no, I have not.
Okay. He's okay.
I've heard that he got burned, but yeah. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, he's okay. He said he's going to spend a little time in the hospital. But he says
a friend of his saved his life.
Yeah. Oh, is that what he says? Yeah.
Really?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, some sort of gasoline fire, it said.
Right.
Something with gas that got ignited.
It might have been Segura that saved his life, since they're buds now.
I wouldn't be shocked. Jay locked me in the trunk in a 72 Cadillac, and he goes, can I tell you what's great about this car, Bert? I said, what? And he goes, this is the first automatic locking trunk. Before this, it was just a key. This is so many components. They had so many problems with this trunk, Bert. And I was like, Jay, I'm about to get in the trunk. And he was like, I know. I'm just letting you know. If we have a problem getting you out, just be cool. We'll get you out in a little bit.
Bert, we appreciate you waking up and doing this, man. It was a good time. I love talking to you for a full hour.
Guys. Yeah. I love you guys. I wish I could be in studio with you. I really honestly tried to, like, get the bus to get me to Omaha early so I could come in tomorrow.
Right.
But I love you guys. Thank you for all the support. I can't thank you enough.
Love you, Bert. Have fun this week. We'll be there. We'll see you.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. I'll talk to you later.
Take care, man.
All right. See you soon, bud.
Bert Kreischer. He's the best, by the way.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.